with permission, I'd like to recount our conversation this morning about the bulletin art. For those of you who've been with us on a weekly basis, you may have noticed that there's been some type of theme in the images and in our gospel text each week, leading us through the season of Advent. So I'd like us to go back to week one, where week one was watch, that we needed to be watchful, and that it was a time of reminding us to prepare during the season of Advent to look for the signs of the coming of Christ. In the second week, we had turn, where I challenged all of us to remind ourselves of ways that we separate ourselves from God and how we need to turn and reorient ourselves to what God is calling us to do and who God is calling us to be. Last week it was see. Are we seeing what God intends us to see? And in that reorientation of watching and turning, we are then able to see things in new ways, in new perspectives, and in new understanding. So how does that relate to dreaming? Today we hear a common text about Joseph that, see, legally he was already married to Mary because of the contractual agreement between Joseph and Mary's family, but yet Mary was with child. He didn't know what to do. He didn't want to shame her. He didn't want to shun her, but was going to quietly dismiss her. That this was the plan that he had orchestrated in his mind during the daylight hours, and lo and behold, God had different plans. For you see, when Joseph laid his head down to sleep, an angel had come to deliver a message to him. A message that begins with, do not be afraid. A phrase that is repeated over and over and over again in Scripture, if you take the time to look for it. Even when the angel came to visit Mary, do not be afraid. Because often in our humanness, we are gripped by fear, apprehensive to what might be coming. And it is in the subconsciousness of sleep, because it's not unconscious, that Joseph got a message. Don't be afraid. Take Mary for your wife, because the child that she is going to bear is going to save the people from their sins. That this is not just any child. This is the Christ child. This is the Messiah. This will be God with us. Remember, God in flesh incarnate who will walk amongst us. And Joseph got the message. He awoke and certainly did take Mary to be his wife, setting a course, making that step in fulfillment to how scriptures had predicted the coming of Christ so long ago. It is in that married relationship that we know that Mary and Joseph will eventually travel to Bethlehem to be counted in the census. It is in the protection of Joseph that Joseph and Mary will later flee to Egypt to avoid the coming persecution. God's message came across to Joseph, not in the waking hours, but in the deep sleep of night. That dream makes me wonder, in that deep, dark night, how God can continue to speak to us, to remind us, do not be afraid. Because sometimes in that darkness and that sleep, we are the most vulnerable, are we not? All the walls that would keep us from listening, or our blocking ears or our blinders, aren't in place. And maybe that's where God can speak to us. today, as we continue to make this journey to remember the birth of Christ, and as we continue to prepare as a community of faith the second coming of Christ, I want to remind you that God can speak to us in many different ways, both during our waking hours and in our sleeping hours. That God can speak to us in our consciousness and in our subconsciousness. I don't know about you, but that means that God is truly with us all. Leads me to not